This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast and another Fast Track Friday here on the show, which is where I look back at some of the episodes that have come up in the past week and look for common themes and trends and or something that just hasn't been covered quite yet and expand on that and give you strategies or thoughts about how you can improve in that particular area. We talked a lot about practicing this week, right? And of course, we talk a lot about practicing every single week. But when we're talking about performing and getting ready to improvise and all that stuff, one thing that comes up a lot and something I've noticed in a lot of musicians is those who are able to stay motivated to practice for the long term are the ones that make exponential progress, right? Now, that might seem intuitive and obvious to some of you that, like, yeah, if you practice for a long time, then you are going to improve over time. Obviously, it's the motivation factor that I think is the important one. All of us can resonate with this feeling of, you know, seeing our instrument in the corner and, you know, it's kind of just sitting there and you have this strange mixed feeling of, you know, I want to improve on this instrument and want to improve on my jazz playing. At the same time, I don't really feel like practicing. I don't want to play, right? And what that is that's a lack of motivation. There's a lack of a reward that you feel you're going to get, at least in the short term, from playing and improving on your instrument, right? And so this idea to me is, if you are able to continually keep motivated to play and practice and improve, you are going to be the one that, you know, a year later looks back on your playing and is playing stuff that you never thought you'd be able to do. A year later is finally playing at the jam session, which was your goal to be able to do, right? Like, you're going to be the one that's going to be able to do this. And I often say that, you know, lack of motivation is the number one killer of long-term musical progress. So how do we stay continually motivated to practice? Well, I asked this very question in our Inner Circle community some weeks back just to try to get some feedback from our members. And I got a lot of really good stuff. So I thought I'd list to you all the different ways that our members say, you know, straight from their mouth, not mine, of how they continue to stay motivated to practice. And then I'll give you a few extras that I think personally would be good for you as well. So in no particular order, here they are. Here's what our Inner Circle members said keeps them motivated to keep practicing. Okay, number one is a supportive community. Okay, a supportive community. So essentially what this is a place where you feel like you can learn with other people and you don't feel alone, right? You don't feel like you're doing this on an island. And we can all kind of relate to this, right? Like, anything that you may have done before, whether it's music or not, and you're doing it without other people, it just seems harder to stay with it in the long term. Whereas when you're doing an activity or you're part of a group or you're part of something that does something specific, right? You're more likely to continue doing that because everybody else is doing that, because there's people encouraging you to do that, because you're able to give feedback and you're able to get feedback and you're able to talk about your struggles with other people, right? This is just human nature. We tend to continue doing things and staying motivated to do things when we do it in community. And so straight from my inner circle members' mouth, they believe community is something that helps them. And certainly a lot of them did mention the inner circle as being a powerful source for them, a really strong community of like-minded musicians. And so that's something that they definitely mentioned. But other places you can find community, of course, is, you know, local jam sessions, right? Perhaps you find a supportive community there of other players. Perhaps you have a few other buddies who play jazz, and, you know, learning tunes together could be a good idea, kind of practicing some of the same things so that, you know, you're not just practicing isolated, separate things. Doing things with another person is really helpful. So if you are someone who's like, yeah, I don't have a supportive community, consider trying to find that somewhere, right? Whether it be an online community, whether it be an in-person community or some sort of thing. I truly do also agree with this, that community is a huge, huge motivating factor for me in my life to do things and to take action on things. Okay, so that's number one, supportive community. Number two is remember your why. Remember your why. This is a big one. Sometimes when we are practicing and playing, we don't always remember why we are doing this, right? What is the reason why we are practicing? What is the reason why sometimes we're even working on something that is a little bit difficult for us to do, right? And the answers that I was looking at, who people who mentioned this in our inner circle community, they often were talking about why they are trying to achieve a certain goal, right? Why they are trying to improve their improvisation. Well, the reason is because I want to be able to perform in this band, right? And we'll talk about that in just a second, a little bit more about this. But they're remembering why they did this in the first place continually, right? They're not just playing for the sake of playing. Sometimes the why is very simple. It's like, hey, this actually makes me happy, right? Every time I play my instrument, it makes me happy, right? And it's different for everybody. Everybody's why is a little bit different. I remember many, many, many years ago, when I used to teach private guitar lessons, which I no longer do, but I was teaching an adult who wanted to learn how to play the guitar, right? Not jazz, just how to play the guitar. And his why was he wanted to be able to sing songs to his newborn daughter, recently newborn daughter. And as she grew up, he just wanted to be able to play the guitar for her and sing for her. And that was his whole thing. Like, that was the whole reason why he wanted to learn guitar. He had a very specific why there. It wasn't just because, oh, I want to play the guitar because it's fun. I'm sure that that was like a side thing for him. I'm sure that he, you know, was picking the guitar because he enjoyed it or because he thought it was awesome. But his main why was just to play and sing songs to his daughter, which is pretty cool, right? And he had a very specific thing. So that's definitely a motivating factor, right? There's a very intrinsic motivator there that kept him going. So remembering your why is definitely something that can be really helpful. The third one is performance goals. This one was, you know, pretty much almost everybody was saying this, is having a specific goal. A specific goal is one that actually helps you stay motivated, right? I call this a lot project goals. Like, you have different project goals. One could be a huge project, like I want to perform a gig with this band. I want to play at a jam session. That's a specific goal. And then there are smaller goals from there that help you get there. I want to learn X amount of jazz standards, right? And that way, when you start having actual goals of what you want to actually do and accomplish, it tends to keep you motivated. That's one reason why we have structured our inner circle membership as the main thing we do is learn a new jazz standard every month, because it's something where if you accomplish it every single month, it triggers the reward centers of your brain to continue going, right? So that's huge, right? Having a goal is huge. And so goals are like, you know, everybody gets tired of hearing that, right? Oh, set goals for yourself, yada, 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 right? But it's so true. And so sometimes I find it more helpful just to call them have projects, right? If goals is kind of like a trigger word for you, just say have projects. Always have projects in place that you're trying to accomplish, because it's a psychological trick, is when you start accomplishing those projects, it makes you want to accomplish more of them. And then over time, you start seeing the progress you're making in your jazz playing, and then you get more excited to complete more projects, right? It's better to do it that way than thinking about, you know, oh, I'm just trying to become a great improviser. Yeah, but what's a project that could help you achieve that? That's way better. So having performing goals was important. Number four, people said quality education. So in other words, having the right resources to help make things easier. When they felt like they had things available to them that was going to help them achieve their goals, right? It helps them stay motivated versus, once again, you know, just feeling like you don't have a lot of resources to help you. And again, you know, this is obviously coming from our inner circle members who have a lot of resources available to them. This is coming from them that this is helpful for them to have, right? This keeps them motivated, is just feeling like they have what they need to continue. So if you're someone who does feel that way, like, hey, I need more resources, figure out where you can find those things. Like, yes, this podcast is a resource for sure. Maybe a YouTube channel is a resource. Maybe a membership like the one we have is a resource, or a course is a resource. But have that extra help, right? That can be really, really important, just to have that extra help that's going to keep you fueled. And even if you're not using everything that's available to you, you at least have the tools in the tool shed for you to pick from when you're ready to use them. Okay, that can help you stay motivated, is just to feel that support of having the resources available to you. It's always a bad feeling when you don't have the resources available to you. You don't have the knowledge. You don't have the stuff that shortcuts and makes things feel easier. It just feels like, once again, you're alone, you're isolated, you're disadvantaged, right? So that can be really helpful. And that's what our members were saying. Okay, those were the main ones that they were mentioning. There's like side ones, like community engagement, like actually being engaged in a community was one that a lot of people were talking about, like actually performing in bands, right? That's huge, right? Like actually playing with other musicians, actually being involved in the musical community you're in. That keeps you motivated, right? Performing is a big one for a lot of people. Like, hey, I'm motivated to keep practicing because I have a jam session I'm going to every week, or I have a performance I do at once a month. Like, those, again, are goals, right, that people have, and being involved in those communities helps. Another like one that's, you know, kind of obvious, but that is just to listen to great music that you enjoy, right? And that could, especially going out and seeing it live, and not everybody has this opportunity. I certainly do, living in the New York City area, where I can go see just incredible jazz musicians whenever I want. When you see people doing something at a high level, it gets you excited and it keeps you motivated to continue, right? You're like, whoa, like they can do that. I wonder if I could do something like that. That's like an obvious one, but it's one that definitely works. But if you don't have that available to you, you know, either make a concerted effort to make a trip out of it. Like if you live not in a city that has a lot of that music, but you live maybe a couple hours away, like once a year, make an effort to head on out there and go see a bunch of shows and then come back. It's like getting refueled at the gas station, right? It's like going to a conference. You know, I just went to a conference recently. It's like once you come back from the conference, you're like, yeah, let's do this thing, right? It's the same idea. But if you really don't have any of that available to you, the records, right? Just keep listening to jazz and like your favorite music. And like, that's what's getting you excited in the first place, is this idea of playing like them, right? So these are some things that will help you stay motivated. Remember that knowledge without action isn't knowledge at all. Remember that a lot of practice time is not near as good, just a little bit of really good practice. And hey, do me a favor. I always like to ask this on these Fast Track Fridays. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, take a second to leave a 5-star rating and review if you are enjoying this show. Just helps other people who come across the show to see, hey, a lot of people are liking this and enjoying this, and it encourages people to listen. And of course, the most beneficial thing you can do and helpful thing you can do for others and for me would just be to share the show with somebody else. Share it on social media, share it, email to a friend, just talk about it with another friend if you believe that it could help somebody else. That always helps, and I just appreciate you taking that extra time to do that. Of course, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss out. We have a really, really good week of podcast episodes coming up next week. Don't want you to miss any of them, so subscribe. And until then, happy practicing, and see you next time. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.